Good morning. With KUAC News, I'm Robert Hannon. Several close municipal races will be resolved today when election officials count the last of the ballots from the October 2nd election. Borough Clerk April Trickey and staff from the City Clerk's offices of Fairbanks and North Pole will monitor the vote count. Trickey says there are about 2,200 absentee, questioned, and special needs ballots not counted last Tuesday night. They'll be added to the totals today. She says a canvassing board of municipal officials meet at 2 o'clock this afternoon in the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly Chambers.
They will be running the ballots through the AccuVote machines for all the qualified question ballot voters and absentee voters. The board will go ahead and upload those results into the GEM system, and we will be able to provide a final count.
The counting is open to the public, and the clerks expect candidates in tight races to oversee the last of the counting. North Pole City Mayor's race has only 15 votes separating Michael Welch from Thomas McGee, both former council members. Marna Sanford is only 52 votes ahead of Sam Tuck for Borough Assembly Seat A. And 80 votes are keeping Aaron Marotti ahead of Robert Kennard for School Board Seat A. Trickey says typically absentee and question ballots track the results of the in-person voting on Election Day. These results are still unofficial until municipalities certify them at their next meetings. A group of Fairbanks citizens castigated Mayor Jim Matherly before the city council meeting last night. They wanted him to apologize for posting a meme on his Facebook page that mocked the testimony of Dr. Christine Blasey Ford. Ford testified before the U.S. Senate during confirmation hearings for the then-nominee to the United States Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh. She says Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her years before. About 10 days ago, Matherly received and then reposted the meme, intending to be humorous. He immediately got negative feedback on social media and deleted the post, and then gave the explanation that a friend had been looking through his post and handling his phone at the time. Within a day, Matherly and other city officials received messages complaining about the mayor's insensitivity to sexual assault victims and demanding an apology. Matherly eventually deleted his entire Facebook account. The mayor spoke to about 100 people filling the city council chambers Monday night. Many recounted their stories of rape during the citizen comment period. Following that testimony, the mayor suspended the agenda and spoke for 5 minutes, apologizing and asking the community for forgiveness. Several council members thanked the citizens for their testimony, then thanked the mayor for his apology. The State Department of Environmental Conservation has proposed regulating a group of fluorinated chemicals collectively known as PFAS, including some that have infiltrated groundwater in the Fairbanks area. DEC proposes to set a cleanup level for groundwater contaminated with the chemicals. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
DEC is proposing to adopt a standard for 7 PFAS-related chemical compounds that would require groundwater contaminated with the chemicals to be cleaned up to a level of no more than 70 parts per trillion. DEC's Sally Schlichting says the proposals follow an initial set of guidelines for 2 of the chemicals that the agency issued in 2016.
Since then, we started detecting these compounds in drinking water in a number of communities, and some other compounds as well.
Most of the contamination in Alaska has shown up in Fairbanks and North Pole. It's thought to have been caused by the use of fire-suppressing foam at Fairbanks International Airport and airfields at Fort Wainwright and Nielsen Air Force Base. Schlichting says DEC proposed the new regs last week because PFAS is showing up here and elsewhere around the state.
And it is because we've been seeing them turn up in communities around Alaska.
Schlichting says the 70 parts per trillion cleanup level is based on the Federal Environmental Protection Agency's health advisory level for 2 types of PFAS. She says DEC is proposing to apply the standard to 5 other PFAS-related chemical compounds out of concern over the impact of exposure to the substances on human health. Many experts say more testing is needed to determine the substance's effect on humans, but some advocates say there's more than enough research already to show the need for more regulation.
The scientific literature provides extensive evidence of the health effects concerning these per- and polyfluorinated substances linked with serious diseases and adverse health outcomes.
Pam Miller is executive director of Alaska Community Action on Toxics.
There are solid epidemiological studies that show that these chemicals are linked with kidney and testicular cancer, for instance, decreased birth weight, thyroid disease, decreased sperm quality, high cholesterol, pregnancy-induced hypertension, asthma, and I could really go on.
Schlichting, a DEC policy and regulations manager, says only studies on animals have shown PFAS may cause cancers. Regardless, Miller says it's been shown to cause many other health problems.
One of the most serious effects that is occurring at the very low part per trillion level is immune effects in children that result in a decreased response to vaccination.
PFAS has in recent decades been used for numerous applications, from fire retardant clothing to nonstick cookware. Miller says she's still studying DEC's proposals and can't say yet whether the agency's proposed cleanup level is stringent enough to protect human health. She says she and the ACAT staff are working on a more detailed response to the proposals. She says the organization will present their findings to DEC by November 5th, the deadline for public comment. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
A motorcyclist suffered critical injuries Monday when he crashed into a car on Farmers Loop Road north of Fairbanks. Alaska State Troopers say the motorcyclist was speeding when he crashed into the passenger side of a four-door hatchback just before 3 p.m. Monday on Farmers Loop near Pauline Lake. Troopers did not identify the motorcyclist in a report posted Monday evening. The report says the man suffered serious injuries when he was thrown from the bike upon impact. He was taken to Fairbanks Memorial Hospital in critical condition. The driver of the car was not injured. There's only one Purple Heart campus in Alaska. That designation was announced last week at a ceremony at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. As KUAC's Robin reports, it also marked changes to help serve veteran students.
More than 15% of the students at UAF have served in the military. It's not always easy to transition from active duty to active study.
You already feel like a minority being a veteran, but also being like the oldest one in the classroom. And okay, I'm in college now and I don't know what to do. Someone needs to guide me.
Anna Givens has been at UAF since 2016 when the Veterans Center was open only short hours and help was not always available. But now the university has its own Department of Military and Veterans Services, and Givens helps other veterans find resources.
From applying for your VA educational benefits to applying to the university to showing you all the different degree plans the school offers and peer mentoring and Student Veterans of America. There's so many different resources that I know of now that I didn't know of when I first started here.
There are about 1,400 veterans on campus, but the new department serves more. The full-time students who are veterans, as well as active-duty soldiers and airmen from Fort Wainwright and Allison Air Force Base who come for classes, and military spouses using their education benefits. Helping them all navigate the university culture is Jackie Morton, the new Military and Veterans Services Director. She says they are trying to build a better center.
It's really been very easy in Fairbanks because we're such a military town. Service organizations, they just want to support our students, and it's been very easy to make those collaborations.
Morton was active duty for about 11 years and is now a reservist. She welcomed guests from the Military Order of the Purple Heart, MOPH, to last week's ceremony. The local chapter designated UAF as a Purple Heart campus. That means a lot to Diane Benson, whose son lost his legs in combat.
To be around full-bodied people after spending months at Walter Reed Army Medical, it was hard to adjust. And MOPH was a home. It was like being around others that knew without me having to say anything.
The Purple Heart Medal is awarded to members of the U.S. military who have been wounded or killed in combat. The designation of a Purple Heart campus was based on UAF commissioning more officers than any other Alaska college, graduating members serving all major American conflicts, and its honoring of the sacrifices made by Purple Heart Medal recipients. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
And I'm Robert Hannon.